Unit 8, Exercise 46, Explore Listening. You are going to listen to an interview with two experts about teenage use of media. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Controversy. Today, we'll be taking a look at the use of media by teenagers, which, some say, is quite excessive these days. We've got two experts here in our studio, Karen Kenneth, who's a producer for ABC, and Peter McCourt, who teaches communication at Chicago University. Karen, Peter, thanks for coming to the studio today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Good to be here.
So, teenagers say that they're in full control of the amount of time they spend using all sorts of media, and that they would be able to stop media consumption at any time. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that more and more young people get too much media-related input. They're confronted with huge amounts of information every day. Teens frequently don't even realize anymore how many hours they spend playing video games, chatting with their friends on the phone, updating their profiles on social networking sites, or just watching TV.
Absolutely true. A lot of parents get the impression that their children are addicted to the media, which is alarming. In the past few years, it has been the case that media-related consumption was more important than other activities in young people's lives. Physical activity and homework seem to be less important than surfing the net.
What can parents do?
Well, that's easy. With simple and clear rules, parents can help their children to change their behavior.
What about the increase in obesity over the years? Do teens just eat too much and do too little sports?
Most of the media young people consume require them to sit. They either sit in front of the TV on the couch, or in front of their computer screen on a chair. Or they might even lie in bed sending text messages to their friends while balancing their notebooks on their laps. Instead, young people should go jogging or swimming.
What's even worse than just sitting is the fact that most young people eat a lot of unhealthy food while sitting. Consuming junk food frequently goes hand in hand with consuming media. So kids can quickly gain weight and have other physical problems.
Does this addiction to Facebook and other social media also lead to bad grades at school?
Many young people are so absorbed in whatever kind of media they're using that they don't feel time passing. It's the entertainment and excitement they experience when playing games or communicating with peers via the phone or the internet that makes them forget everything else, their homework included. So yes, surfing the net too much may have a negative effect on their grades.
Critics say that social networking sites isolate people from reality because there's no face-to-face contact anymore. Would you agree?
Well, on the one hand, social media can lead to isolation. Young people might turn away from family and friends because there's no time for personal interaction due to them being online too much. On the other hand, there might be over-communication. Today, people can play video games online together with other people. They're communicating with each other all the time, but unfortunately not in person. While this certainly is some sort of interaction, it's not one that's good for the development of social skills.
Who can help if a teenager becomes more and more isolated?
If parents have children who spend too much time on the internet, they need to take the situation seriously and do something about it. As a first step, parents and their children need to sit down together and discuss possible changes. Setting up strict rules doesn't make much sense, like forbidding the use of social media altogether. Instead, parents and teenagers should work out good rules together.
Certainly a good piece of advice. Thanks for talking to us. Good afternoon and welcome to Controversy. Today, we'll be taking a look at the use of media by teenagers, which, some say, is quite excessive these days. We've got two experts here in our studio, Karen Kenneth, who's a producer for ABC, and Peter McCourt, who teaches communication at Chicago University. Karen, Peter, thanks for coming to the studio today.
Thanks for inviting me.
Good to be here.
So, teenagers say that they're in full control of the amount of time they spend using all sorts of media, and that they would be able to stop media consumption at any time. Do you think that's true?
Well, I think that more and more young people get too much media-related input. They're confronted with huge amounts of information every day. Teens frequently don't even realize anymore how many hours they spend playing video games, chatting with their friends on the phone, updating their profiles on social networking sites, or just watching TV.
Absolutely true. A lot of parents get the impression that their children are addicted to the media, which is alarming. In the past few years, it has been the case that media-related consumption was more important than other activities in young people's lives. Physical activity and homework seem to be less important than surfing the net.
What can parents do?
Well, that's easy. With simple and clear rules, parents can help their children to change their behavior.
What about the increase in obesity over the years? Do teens just eat too much and do too little sports?
Most of the media young people consume require them to sit. They either sit in front of the TV on the couch or in front of their computer screen on a chair. Or they might even lie in bed sending text messages to their friends while balancing their notebooks on their laps. Instead, young people should go jogging or swimming.
What's even worse than just sitting is the fact that most young people eat a lot of unhealthy food while sitting. Consuming junk food frequently goes hand in hand with consuming media, so kids can quickly gain weight and have other physical problems.
Does this addiction to Facebook and other social media also lead to bad grades at school?
Many young people are so absorbed in whatever kind of media they're using that they don't feel time passing. It's the entertainment and excitement they experience when playing games or communicating with peers via the phone or the internet that makes them forget everything else, their homework included. So yes, surfing the net too much may have a negative effect on their grades.
Critics say that social networking sites isolate people from reality because there's no face-to-face contact anymore. Would you agree?
Well, on the one hand, social media can lead to isolation. Young people might turn away from family and friends because there's no time for personal interaction due to them being online too much. On the other hand, there might be over-communication. Today, people can play video games online together with other people. They're communicating with each other all the time, but unfortunately not in person. While this certainly is some sort of interaction, it's not one that's good for the development of social skills.
Who can help if a teenager becomes more and more isolated?
If parents have children who spend too much time on the internet, they need to take the situation seriously and do something about it. As a first step, parents and their children need to sit down together and discuss possible changes. Setting up strict rules doesn't make much sense, like forbidding the use of social media altogether. Instead, parents and teenagers should work out good rules together.
Certainly a good piece of advice. Thanks for talking to us.